It's the Kim Munson Show.
The Washington Times said that patriotic Americans donated U.S. flags after protesters raised the Mexican flag over the ICE facility.
Analyzing the most important stories.
It is not fair that people come in illegally and they have 3 square meals a day, TVs and all. There's something that is wrong with this picture.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
When we get into conversations with people, you can get real bombastic with each other because you haven't read it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
So if you understand the issue, then you can have calm, reasonable conversations.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Welcome. I am Kim Munson, and it's Thursday today, isn't it, Steve?
Yes.
Okay, last week I don't think I got it right, or I missed it. So happy Thursday to all of you. We've got an amazing show planned for you today because some of the most important elections in our country are not the national presidential election. It is the local elections. And school board is really, really important. And so I'm really thrilled. We have 6 different candidates that we will be talking with today that have stepped up, and just very, very excited to chat with them. So in the second segment, we'll be talking with Jason Jorgensen and Aaron Salt, and then some others in the third and fourth segment. And so you'll want to stay tuned for that. I'm very grateful to have these folks in studio. Some of them are in studio, so it's going to be just great. So I am Kim Munson. And it is important that we have a conversation about these important things going on in our country today. And as we look at these issues, we look at them as freedom versus force or force versus freedom. There has been a great kind of romance with socialism in America today. And actually, socialism ultimately has to come down to force. And if something is a really good idea, it doesn't seem to me like you have to force people to do that. It's never compassionate to take other people's rights, property, or freedom via force, whether it's with weapon policy or unpredictable and excessive taxation. We've seen a continual socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, water, broadband, and data. And when I mention that, what I mean is that through the administrative state, through rules and regulations, we're seeing control of these industries instead of policies that allow them many times to thrive and flourish. And so that's why we look at these issues as we do. Thank you to producer Steve, to Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, to all of you for keeping this train on the track. It's a great team. And thank you to each of you listeners out there. You are valued. You're treasured. You have a purpose today. Strive for excellence and do something to take care of heart, soul, mind, and body, and it'll be a good day. And so let's jump in here. First of all, for our inspiration, since we were, Steve, having all these school board members in, I thought it would be a great idea to, I was trying to think about a great educator. And you remember the movie The Miracle Worker about Helen Keller and Ann Sullivan. Ann Sullivan was Helen Keller's teacher. And Helen Keller, I think she had something as a baby where she could not see and she could not hear. And it's an amazing movie. Ann Sullivan was an amazing teacher. She was actually partially blind herself. And so this is a little bit about her. Joanna Mansfield Sullivan Macy, better known as Ann Sullivan, was an American teacher best known for being the instructor and lifelong companion of Helen Keller. At the age of 5, Sullivan contracted an eye disease which left her semi-blind and without reading or writing skills. She received her education as a student of the Perkins School for the Blind, where upon graduation she became a teacher to Keller, and Sullivan was 20 when she did that. And this is her quote today. She said, "Every Renaissance comes to the world with a cry. The cry of the human spirit to be free." I thought that was just lovely, Steve. And, I've got today's funnies as well. Are you ready?
The operative word is funnies.
Okay. Little Stevie comes home.
Again.
He was complaining about little Johnny jokes, so I changed it to little Stevie here. So little Stevie, he says, "My math teacher is crazy." And Stevie's mother says, "Well, why?" And little Stevie says, "Well, yesterday she told us that 5 is 4 plus 1. Today she's telling 5 is 3 plus 2. never mind, huh?
See, even the drummer didn't like that one, so.
Okay. Okay, let's jump in here to some headlines. First thing, you know, we're doing a running total on reasons why you should vote no on Proposition CC. And again, clarification, I was at an event on Monday night and realized that we need to clarify just exactly what we're talking about. Now, TABOR, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, has three components of it. One, it says to PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, if you want to raise our taxes, you have to ask us. Two, if you want to incur debt that we have to pay off, you just have to ask us. Three, if you want to grow government above a cap in revenue, and it's a very generous formula of population plus inflation, if you want to grow government above that and keep our TABOR refunds, then you just have to ask us. What Proposition CC is doing is they are asking that they can keep those TABOR refunds forever, and they won't have to ask us. And I think in order to keep government accountable, transparent, and responsible, we need to make sure that we have that relationship with government where they have the good manners to ask us, and we can take a look at that idea and say yes or no. Proposition CC would take that away for us, but it would also take that away for our children. And I think there's something immoral about doing that. So Patty has been, she found this website, it's Subsidy Tracker. And we're going to start with our disclaimer. Please note, we are free market capitalist, and we like the free market. We like companies to be able to compete on an even playing field without government picking winners and losers. And we're talking about Xcel Energy today. And so if you need a reason to vote no on Proposition CC, we have hundreds of millions of reasons, all related to corporate welfare. If the state needs more money, why are tax incentives and credits, grants, etc., given to corporations? According to Good Jobs First and Colorado Tracker, the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade through the Enterprise Zone program has offered 41 separate tax credit incentive packages to Xcel Energy. It's a utility holding company with a market capitalization of just about $33 billion. And the Public Service Company of Colorado doing business is Xcel Energy in the amount of $17 million, $230,774 during the years 2011 to 2017. Xcel Energy is the first corporation that we have listed that only received awards from Colorado, which is interesting since Xcel is headquartered in Minneapolis and serves Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado. So we started this on Monday. And Xcel here in Colorado has received just north of $17 million. So adding to our previous total from the first 3 days, the grand total for offers accepted by corporation given subsidies by Colorado state agencies is $95 million. Steve, can you believe it?
No, and I can't. And it just makes no sense. And maybe the brilliance between you and Patty of landing on this website to put this information out there, put this up against what CC is trying to accomplish and say, there's just no logic in the two of these situations existing simultaneously.
Well, the fact that Patty found this website, and so what we're seeing is PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interest parties are giving these breaks in these big corporations having to pay these taxes. But man, they are over there saying, oh, it's only $20 for you hardworking Coloradans that it's not going to be that much. Well, I bet you it is going to be that much, and that's why they want that money. So that is why you need to vote no on Proposition CC. The other thing before we get to break is beginning, Steve. This is from thecentersquare.com, and Halliburton is laying off Western Slope workers due to local market conditions. It says a major energy industry service provider has laid off workers in Grand Junction, Colorado, due to local market conditions, the corporation told the Center Square. Making this decision was not easy nor taken lightly, but unfortunately it was necessary as we worked to align our operations to reduced customer activity. This is the oil and gas business. The Colorado layoffs were part of other changes the company made across the Rocky Mountain region. In total, about 650 workers are impacted in Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, and North Dakota. The company offered the majority of those employees the option to relocate to other Halliburton operating areas where more activity is anticipated. And so this is in direct correlation with the Senate Bill 181 that was passed here in this last legislature, signed into law by Governor Polis. And the oil and gas business said that this is going to be very difficult for them. We're starting to see this. And I think it was 178 Colorado workers out in Grand Junction were let go. Think about what this does for these towns as these people will probably move out of state. It's going to start to have more houses on the market. There's going to be less people in the restaurants, and we're starting to see the trickle effect of that. And I think it's really unfortunate what is going to be happening to many of these little towns because of this, Steve. So what's your comment?
Well, I like the tail end of that, where County Commissioner, Mesa County Commissioner Rose Puglisi, what we could potentially see, this is a quote from her, what we could potentially see is a mass exodus of families out of the Western Slope because the jobs are no longer here. Regulatory uncertainty in Colorado is a reality.
And then another thing, and we talked about this, is PetroShare is a Colorado oil and gas company, last month filed for Chapter 11. And so we talk about this great economy that we've had here in Colorado, and I submit to you a lot of that is because of TABOR, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, which has kept government in check. But we have now has this out-of-control government that is doing picking winners and losers, picking businesses they like, picking businesses they don't. And ultimately, you know, it's going to start to really affect the economy of Colorado. And this is also going to really affect tax revenues, which is very important for school districts, because the oil and gas industry pays a tremendous amount in taxes. And it's going to make it more and more difficult for school districts out there as well. So that's why all of these elections that we have are so important. And so let's go to break, Steve. When we come back, we have in studio right now with me is Jason Jorgensen and Aaron Saltz. They're both stepping up to run for school board, which is such an important thing. And we'll find out why they're doing that and why people should vote for them. So this is Kim Munson. This is the Kim Munson Show. We will be right back.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Butter Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email kim@kimmunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim@kimmunson.com.
Hey, welcome back. Yes, I am Kim Munson, and this is the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. It is beautiful, and it is Kim Munson, that's MONSON.com. This show will be replayed this evening from 10 to 11 on KLZ 560, and then all my shows will be posted on my website. You can actually just click on the show recap, and the podcast is embedded in there. It works just beautifully. So it is, it's really great to have in studio with me a couple of guys that are stepping up to run for school board. And so, Jason Jorgensen, let's talk with you a bit. You are running for school board. Where at exactly?
I'm in Colorado Springs, District 11.
Okay. And why exactly did you decide to run for school board?
Sure. I've been a teacher for 10 years. I just left the classroom in May, and I just thought that I had a certain sphere of influence and a certain ripple effect with the students that I interacted with, and I thought running on the school board would just simply expand that ripple and that sphere of influence and the impact I could make on education.
Okay.
Now that I've left the classroom.
Okay. So tell me about yourself.
Sure. Thank you for having me this morning. I appreciate that. Just very simple. I'm a strong conservative candidate. I'll encourage and promote parental choice and involvement while focusing on teacher effectiveness and our student achievement. As a parent of two young kids, they're not in school age yet, but I do want the best for my kids and for the kids of our district. I feel that parents should have a vested interest in their child's education and that they should know what's happening in their child's education. And right now, there's a few pieces of legislation that are coming down from the state that could be undermining some of our district's local control and some of the parental involvement and the parents' ability to advocate for what's going on in their child's education. And so I'd be a strong advocate in keeping our parents notified and involved in really what's taking place in the schools of our district. So let's see what else I got here for you. I did leave the classroom in May 2019 after teaching 10 years in middle school science.
Oh, there's a special place in heaven for middle school teachers. Trust me, I have three kids, I know. So, yes. So,
I loved it. I enjoyed it. It was always a fun day. The kids were great to interact with and to challenge me. And one thing that I'd like to add is that as a teacher and having fresh teaching experience, that's a really big asset, I think, moving to the school board once elected. In fact, just last year, I was walking down the hallway and I went into one of our teachers' classrooms down the hall, and she's usually our stable force with a smile and coffee in hand and always really warm to our students, but she seemed a little frazzled and down. And I just wasn't her normal person. And so when I asked her, I said, "Hey, what, everything going okay?" And she started to tear up, and I gently asked a little bit further, "What's going on?" And she said, "I've just been holding it together, quote unquote, this whole week." And she began to cry. She described her efforts and that her efforts seemed to go unseen and unnoticed. And this particular week was, she had been working with the student for really, really just trying to active and work with that child, and got this really nasty email from a parent. And it just, you know, it crushed her. And so that's the stuff that we went through. That's the stuff that teachers are going through every day. That's the stuff that teachers go to bed at night thinking about. And I have that experience. I know what our teachers are going through. I know that they're overstressed and overworked and underpaid and underappreciated by many people. And so I'm simply wanting to run on school board to say, hey, I know what our teachers are needing. I know where we can meet their needs and how can we support them. And then in turn, how are our teachers who are better prepared and less stressed and happier in their classroom going to impact our students? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a ripple effect.
Well, it seems like the perspective, being a teacher and then also a parent of two small children, you're looking at them going into the school district. It seems like that's a really good skill set, I would say, to be elected to school board on that, Jason.
Yeah, I was just talking to a district person last night at our board meeting on District 11, and he said, you know, I was at this Colorado Department of Education meeting, and we were mentioning yesterday that we don't have any teachers who are helping form these policies. And I've been saying that for years as a teacher, is like we have all these policymakers, but none of them have classroom experience, and they're trying to decide what's best for kids and what's best for teachers without maybe asking for the input that they should.
That seems like a really good idea to me. So just a final thought, Jason, why should people vote for you?
Sure. I'm for the people. I'm for our parents. I'm for our kids. I'm a Colorado Springs native. I grew up in our district. I love our city. I'm not going anywhere. And I just simply want to offer the support and the insight to keep our community involved, our parents involved, and to keep our board decision-making local, and to keep our neighborhood community strong, and to get our enrollment back up in our district and figure out how to make our students succeed in this day and age.
Okay. And do you have a website? Or?
I do. Yeah. My website is electjasonjorgensen.org. And my email is jason@electjasonjorgensen.org if you'd have any questions.
And Jorgensen is Jorgensen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Jason, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Aaron Salt, welcome. It's great to have you in studio as well.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And you are running for
District 20 in Colorado Springs.
Okay. And why have you decided to step forward?
So as many people who are paying attention this last legislative session can tell you, there was a real attack on parents and families. One of the biggest is the 1032 that I've seen. That's the comprehensive sex ed bill that was pushed in the last cycle. And there's a lot. So I currently serve on a charter board right now. I helped start a charter school. I've served on the board for 4 years. I've sat as the board chair for two. We had lots of parents who came to me as the board chair and just our board in general asking about what what we were going to do about 1032, because they were... Mm-hmm.
And that particular bill has passed into law. As I saw it, Aaron, it was really, it's kind of like a hypersexualization of our kids.
It is.
And so that's concerned me. So you said you had a lot of parents that came in and were concerned as well.
Very concerned about it. And so what we did is, this was back in January before we even knew what the final bill verbiage would look like. It was all very preliminary. And what we did as a board is we put out a statement that basically said, we believe it is a parent's responsibility to educate their children. The school is here to facilitate that means. And so part of the reason why I'm running is to help protect. I've got three small kids. Like I said, Jason has two small kids. I want to protect our community. I want to protect our parents and our families. I believe in local control to the very core of who I am. And it doesn't get more local than parental involvement right. in a child's education. Having the school board be the ones to make that decision. In 1032, the comprehensive sex ed bill, was a total violation, constitutional violation, over this district board's responsibility and role of being in charge of education, instruction, curriculum, as set out.
And that's in the Colorado Constitution, right?
Article 9, Section 15 of the Constitution sets out that role, that responsibility and authority for the district board. And so for the state to say you have to teach it this way is a total violation.
Okay.
And it's a bad precedent to set.
Right. And so how can people get more information about you?
You can visit my website. That's aaronsalt.org. That's S-A-L-T, just like salt and pepper. Or you can email me. My email address is me, at aaronsalt.org.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more your experience regarding a charter school. Now, charter schools are public schools, correct?
They are.
So tell us a little bit about that. You were involved in, did you say starting it?
Yeah. So I joined the board 4 years ago. We put an application with the district. It initially got denied. There's a lot that goes into starting a charter school.
Yes, there.
But we came back with a very strong application. We got approved through, and so we're now in our second year of operation. I took over as the board chair 2 years ago, so it was right before, it was spring before our first operational year. And so we've learned a lot through that. One of the things that I love about charter schools and school choice in general, whether it's homeschooling, private schools, charter schools, or even the public school system, is it's basically the free market in our public education system, that the parents have the choice to choose what flavor of education they want for their children. And I think that is one of the greatest assets we have here in Colorado that a lot of states don't take advantage of. And so I'm a big proponent of school choice. Obviously, I've put that stake in the ground with starting a charter school.
And Aaron Salt, why would you say that people should vote for you?
I am the most conservative candidate for running in District 20. I have three small kids, and so I am 100% invested in the education staying at a high quality level, because my kids have their entire school year to go. My oldest just started kindergarten this year, and so we've got a long road to go, and we need to make sure that it stays as strong as it can.
And what would you say to teachers? You've obviously had experience at being the board chair of this charter school. Talk to me a little bit about teachers.
I think teachers are one of the greatest assets, if not, I mean, students are the greatest asset for schools, right? But teachers are the next. Jason and I were talking about this actually in the car up this morning, that if you don't take care of your teachers, you can't expect your kids and your students to do well in the school. And so I believe you have to take care of the teachers and make sure they have every resource that they can. Obviously, budgets can get tight from time to time, and so it's up to the board to kind of figure out where in the budget we can manipulate things to try to make sure that we have the funding to go into the classrooms, whether that's into teachers' paychecks or even just resources for the classroom itself. But making sure as many dollars as we can get into the classroom goes there.
You know, I think parents really, one of the most important people in their lives is their child's teacher. And they want to make sure that great teacher is being supported and being paid well.
Absolutely.
And that's, I mean, that's an ongoing question here. And it seems many times that, I'm going to make my editorial comment here, when you have politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties want to raise taxes, they immediately say education because they know that that is something that is so important. But as I followed the money, many times that is not making it to the classroom.
That's right.
And so I think that's something that we certainly need to address. So, gentlemen, it is really an honor to have you in here today. And thank you so much for stepping up, particularly fathers of young kids. I mean, it's a lot. It takes a lot to raise kids these days. So thank you so much. So again, Jason Jorgensen, give your website twice so that people have that.
Sure. Jason Jorgensen. My website is electjasonjorgensen.org.
Okay. electjasonjorgensen.org. And that's J-O-R-G-E-N-S-O-N.org. And Aaron, yours again.
AaronSalt.org. That's AaronSalt.org.
Okay. AaronSalt.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much. And we're going to go to break. Before we do that, Jason McBride, I'm going to ask you, who was your favorite teacher? Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. Who was your favorite teacher when you were a kid?
Oh, easy. Second grade teacher, Mrs. Held. She was an older gal, but she was just wonderful and nice, and you could tell she really, really loved being a teacher and loved the kids.
Well, she did a good job with you, Jason McBride.
Yeah, it took a lot more than her.
So what is going on out there? Is the market reacting to this whole Syria thing? What's going on out there?
Well, it's hard to quite tell yet. The market's down. The futures look to be down about 60 points, which isn't a whole lot, Kim. Yesterday we had a bounce back of about 200. You know, it's funny, just yesterday we were talking about Pacific Gas and Electric, and they just lost, a big piece of their bankruptcy case, where now a couple of bondholders are allowed to also get involved in pitching the reorganization plan. So Pacific Gas and Electric doesn't even have full control of their bankruptcy restructuring now, and that stock's down another 30% this morning. Yesterday it closed to, just shy of 11 after having dropping from 50, and this morning it looks like it's going to open down in the sevens.
Wow, that's tough. That is tough.
Talk about, again, not having too much of your money in one stock, because any one stock can theoretically go to zero at any time, even a utility that's supposed to be, very safe and very conservative and staunch and steady. It can happen to any one stock.
Well, and that's why you need to have professionals like you and your team over at Presidential Wealth Management to sit down and make sure, take a look at the plan and make sure that people can sleep well at night. And so in order to do that, give Jason a call. Natalie will be at the boards at 7:30 there at Presidential Wealth Management. That phone number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600, because it's a crazy world out there. And Jason, I know that you guys are trying to help people navigate it.
Well, we sure are. And I'm kind of repeating what I said yesterday, Kim, but, don't take more risk than what you have to get where you need to go. The market's been pretty good the last 10, 11 years. A lot of people may not have looked closely at what their holdings are recently. I find a lot of folks are finding they've got a lot more invested in risky assets now than they thought, and it may be a good time to think about doing some sort of a rebalance or a rework to, prepare for the next stage of your life, or what may be the next stage of the market that may not be quite as pretty as what we've been seeing.
Well, definitely. So give you guys a call over there at 303-694-1600. And Jason, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You have a great show, Kim.
Okay, thanks so much. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we will be talking with Andy Jones and Corey Nelson, who are running for Douglas County School Board. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
Don't miss Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Join Kim Munson at Water's Edge Winery in Centennial or Colorado Cork and Keg in Castle Rock. In Fort Collins, attend Vino and Veritas at Ginger and Baker. Kim Munson would like to thank Presidential Wealth Management Loveland, Presidential Wealth Management Greenwood Village, Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, and Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week for their generous support. Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Sign up today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and we are having a conversation today with a couple of gentlemen that are running for the Douglas County School Board. I'm thrilled to have in studio with me Andy Jones and Corey Nelson, and we want to get to know a little bit about both of you. So, Andy, let's start with you. Why are you running for school board in Douglas County?
Kim, thank you very much for having us on this morning. This is such an important issue, and it's, I would say for such a time as this, I have been prepared. I'm a dad of three kids that have all come up through the Douglas County School District. My youngest is a senior this year at one of our Highland Ranch high schools. I've served a long time in our school district, both as a parent who has volunteered in our schools. I've been a governing board president at a charter school for 2 out of 3 years during some very difficult financial times back in the recession time frame. And that wasn't enough, because after 30 years of military service, you can't turn this off. And so I stepped up and joined the District Accountability Committee, and I'm in my third year of leadership in the District Accountability Committee. But even before that, the things that have prepared me for this is really my 30 years of service in the military and the leadership skills that I picked up in that time frame. And I'll get back to that in just a quick second. This is such a critical race right now. We've had a pendulum swing in this district for so long, and the people are just hungry for stability. They want balance. We currently have a board that is not balanced.
Okay.
It does not represent probably half or more of this school district. It's a board that, quite honestly, does not respect the voices of conservative parents, parents who care about the autonomy in their schools. The autonomy of parents to make decisions for their own children is under assault by this board. Now, there are good things that happen. There are good things that have occurred in this school district, and I am not going to deny that. But what they desperately need, what we desperately need, is some balance in this board. And that's why I think Corey and myself and Francine Thompson are really those good centrist candidates that are not trying to return to days past where there was political rancor. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
We want good, sound, conservative principles and leadership that works together collaboratively, both sides, all sides, for the kids.
Well, and the kids ultimately, yes, that is so important, and parents to be involved as well. What about teachers? What do you say to teachers?
You know what? We were both interviewed by the teachers union. This teachers union is angry at this board. They didn't get what they wanted. They didn't get what they paid for when they have elected this current board in there. So they're not happy. Teachers are not happy. In other words, they are so displeased with this current board leadership, they didn't even endorse David Ray, the current sitting board president, who's running against Corey.
Interesting.
They are not happy. We have not solved, this board has not solved the issues for our teachers that they are displeased with. Now, here's my message to the teachers. Andy Jones is and would be the first ever sitting active union member on this board. I am currently a union member. I'm a pilot for a major airline, and I'm a part of a pilot's union. I know what bad employee labor relations, labor and management relations are, and I know what really strong and good employee management relations are. And I think I've got that experience both from my military time frame where I've commanded military units and set up those positive climates for all to serve in. But it's one of those things where I have that sympathy, that empathy. When they speak that they're not happy, I think I'm the one that can fix those things. This board has turned a deaf ear to those teachers and to a lot of the teachers who really we should value each and every day as professionals, take care of the really good ones, and I think there's a very good opportunity there. They should not fear us.
Okay. How can people get more information about you?
Great question. AndyForSchoolBoard.com, AndyForSchoolBoard.com is a great way to get more information about me. And Kim, if I might, there was something that took place last night at a forum.
Okay.
And I just want to really just quickly talk about it, because last night my opponent disparaged my 30 years of military service as being unfit, inadequate, and inappropriate for service in our school district. It was at our closing comments, so I wasn't able to respond to that. But it was a naked attempt to belittle my military service to this country, saying that I'm unfit to lead in this school district. I've been the leader in this school district for almost 18 years. And for her to say that, nice try, Susan, but that's just not going to fly with the people of our community. I have served both for our nation and in this community for many, many years, and that won't fly.
Weren't you a fighter pilot?
I flew E-2 Hawkeyes. We told fighter pilots where to go.
Okay.
I was an aircraft carrier, naval aviator, did that for 12, and another 18 years serving on admiral staffs in multiple places around the world.
Well, I tell you, Andy, you know, I have a project. We've rebranded it. It's America's Veteran Stories, but I've interviewed over 100 World War II veterans. Mm-hmm. And as I have learned the military experience, the discipline, the care for others, I mean, I'm very surprised that anybody would disparage that. So very interesting. So, again, that's Andy. Andy Jones.
AndyForSchoolBoard.com.
AndyForSchoolBoard.com.
And I would say when your ballot shows up, you're going to see all three of us in the three different districts. We're all on the top line. Vote the top line on each district and bring balance back to this Board of Education.
Okay. Now, you guys are not running as a slate, but you guys all just know each other,
yes,
right?
Thanks.
Okay. So, Andy Jones, thank you. And that's AndyForSchoolBoard.com. Got it. Okay, Corey, let's move over to you. Corey Nelson, thank you so much for being in studio.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And so you are running for Douglas County School Board.
I am.
So now why are you doing that?
Well, I'm doing it because the two most important people in my life spend their days in the buildings of the Douglas County School District. I have a daughter who's a junior at a local high school. I also have a wife who's a school teacher. She is a reading recovery certified literacy specialist in Douglas County. So she works with the youngest kids in evaluating their literacy skills and working with them on a one-to-one basis to get them up to grade level. So she got my daughter reading at such an early age. It's incredible. So I care. My most important job in my life is to keep them safe, and I really truly believe that. Like Andy, I've been in the military. I served in the U.S. Army for 3 years over in West Berlin during the Cold War. And I came back and served in Arizona, but then went on to get an undergraduate degree in criminal justice and a law degree from Arizona State University, and came here. And for the past 30 years, I've been a prosecutor for the city and county of Denver, working in the county courts and prosecuting cases of domestic violence and working in our juvenile courts. And for the past 12 years, I've been a volunteer with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, working for many variety of different things. But after the Parkland, Florida shooting, I saw Andrew Pollack, a father, talking to President Trump in the White House, and I must admit, I was emotionally overwhelmed by his statement talking about his daughter who was killed in that school. And he talked about how after 9/11, we came together as a society and fixed the issue of security in our airports, for example, but how many school shootings does it take before we can fix it? And he said, we need to come together as a community and fix it. And that really struck me. I mean, I get kind of emotionally overwhelmed when I even think about it, thinking about my daughter in my school and my number one job in life to keep her safe. So I came to think, well, I think we have a safe schools in Douglas County, don't we? how would any parent really know? I said, well, somebody needs to come together and bring everybody together and have a public forum on, and have a discussion about this. Is there something more we should be doing? And who can possibly do that? Well, it was this guy. So I went to the Public Safety Advisory Committee to the Sheriff's Office, where I've been a member the past 12 years, and we formed a subcommittee on school safety. And on Saturday, April 29, 2018, we held a public forum on school safety. We got Tony Spurlock, the county sheriff, to come. We got George Brockler, our district attorney, fantastic guy, a buddy of mine, to come. We invited the police chiefs of Castle Rock, of Parker, of Lone Tree. We had a number of different experts. We had Laura Carno there. Mm-hmm. We invited the school district. We invited the Board of Education, their head of security, their head psychiatrist. The school district refused to participate in this public forum on school safety. I've never gotten an answer why. So I've been working on school safety for the past almost couple of years now on this issue. And in fact, finally, it took us quite a while, but on almost a year after our first forum, on Monday, April 28th, I gave a two-hour PowerPoint presentation to the Board of Education and our Douglas County commissioners on the issue of school safety and how our committee found that the school resource officer program, a fantastic program, we really believed in it, was just simply understaffed and underfunded. 8 days later, we had the STEM shooting. And as you may remember, our Douglas County commissioners stood up and they came up with a $10 million one-time gift funding for school safety, but they didn't really know how to spend it. So they formed two different committees, one on mental health and one on physical school security committee. And I was one of those people appointed to that committee. Okay. And so I've got to learn about the gaps of safety in our schools, and I want to fix those gaps. And so my biggest goal with school safety and trying to implement that, because our current school board is not really interested. I think they're anti-law enforcement, and they really don't want police officers in our schools. I disagree.
Well, and that is really an important issue. In fact, after the STEM shooting, a mom reached out to me, and she said, I'm terrified every time I drop my children off at school, whether or not I'll get to pick them up. And she said, I thought it was just me, but I'm now talking to other moms as well. And, you know, that took my breath away as well. And so I know it is an issue that is so important for so many parents. So, Corey Nelson, if people want more information about you, how can they get that?
Great. My website is Corey for School Board, K-O-R-Y-F-O-R, schoolboard.com.
Okay. Corey, and that's K-O-R-Y,
yep,
for schoolboard.com.
Correct.
Okay. Gentlemen, this is one of the most important things that people can do, is to step up and serve on school boards here in our country. And local control is so important. And to represent both parents and teachers, to bring them together so that they can work together, so that we can have our kids get the best education possible, so that they can go out and go after their hopes and dreams, and that they can thrive and prosper. So, Andy Jones, thank you for being here. And Corey Nelson, thank you so much for being here as well.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we will continue our conversations with school board members.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
This week at the 88 Drive-In Theater, enjoy three scary movies under the stars, all for only $9. 47 Hours, Joker, and It Chapter 2. The 88 Drive-In Theater is open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday, but closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Monday and Thursday, try the very popular pizza special. Plus, new on the menu, crunchy churros with hot coffee or cocoa. Follow the 88 Drive-In on Facebook or visit their website, 88drivein.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show, and I am Kim Munson, and let's have a conversation today with Francine Thompson. She is on the line right now. She is stepping up to run for school board in Douglas County. Francine Thompson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, school board, we've been talking about this. We had Jason Jorgensen and Aaron Saltz on in the second segment. They're running for school board down in the Colorado Springs area. We just were talking with Andy Jones and Corey Nelson, who are running for school board here in Douglas County, and you are as well. So, Francine, why are you running for school board?
Well, so I have two children. I have my oldest, David, is at UNC. He's a junior, and then my daughter is a freshman or a C4 at the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs.
Cool.
And both of them graduated from the STEM school, Highlands Ranch. This past year, Allie was a senior, and one of her good friends, Kendrick Castillo, was murdered. And it was devastating. It totally changed our lives. Instead of going out and shopping for graduation dresses and planning graduation party and all that fun stuff that goes along with graduation, I found myself shopping for dresses for her to wear to memorial service. And it was very difficult. And I just felt I needed to do something. We have tried looking at easy solutions to fix this problem that we have, and they're not working. And so I decided to run for school board.
So I think what I hearing you say is, I mean, very firsthand regarding the STEM shootings and you know, Kendrick, who was killed there. School safety. I think I'm hearing you say that that is something that's so important and that you want to address.
Oh, absolutely. And I want all options to be on the table, including allowing certain staff who are willing and properly trained in cooperation with law force to be armed. I think we at least need to have that discussion at the very least. And we right now have a superintendent who has taken that off the table. And so I would just like us to start with having the discussion.
Well, yeah, I think it's important to look at all options. And when we talk about potentially arming teachers, my friend Laura Carno, who has the FASTER program here in Colorado, my understanding is that teachers and staff that go through that particular program are so highly trained and have to really know what they're doing in order to actually, you know, have that option to potentially carry if, in fact, a school district would allow that to happen. And I'll tell you, Francine, I know that school safety is so important. I had several moms that have reached out and said, I'm so concerned about my children when I drop them off at school. And so this is something that is on the hearts of moms across, moms and dads, you know, across not just in Douglas County, but across all school districts here in America. So it's important to have that conversation. Why should people vote for you, Francine?
I think people should vote for me because I'm a conservative. I represent the majority of Douglas County voters who are not currently represented on our current school board. I believe, school security. I want academic excellence for all of our kids. I want them to leave Douglas County School District prepared for life. And I also want to give a shout out to educating all students, including those who are special needs, because sometimes I think that's a group of students that are overlooked.
And what would you say to teachers?
I want to take care of them. I love teachers. My kids would not be where they are today if it were not for their teachers. They have been such a support. The STEM teachers were amazing. My daughter had a teacher who the day after Kendrick's murder reached out to his class and said, you know what, I was at Columbine. Why don't we all get together and meet and have a conversation and so we can talk? And so he did that. And that's an amazing teacher. And I don't think he's an exception. I think majority of teachers are amazing.
And Francine, first of all, thank you for stepping up. And the school board races are among the most important elections in our country. How can people get more information about you?
They can visit my website. It's Francine, which is FRANCEEN.US.
Okay. Francine, FRANCEEN.US. Just that.
Yep.
Okay.
Just that.
Okay, great. Francine Thompson, thank you so much, and good luck.
All right, thank you.
And let's move over and talk with Connor Sargent. Connor is running for school board down in the Colorado Springs area. What exactly, what district is that, Connor?
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me. It's Colorado Springs School District 11, the same one as Jason Jorgensen.
Okay. And you are stepping up and putting your hat in the ring to run for school board in District 11. Why, Connor? Why are you doing that?
Well, quite frankly, Kelly, we've seen a lot of issues in our school district. We have a massive enrollment issue. We lost 1,000 students last year, and we've lost another 300 this year. We also have schools that don't have floor plans because they were built back in the 1800s. We have 9 schools that don't have AC units. We have teachers that are fleeing the district because they don't feel represented, and they're having to teach in class sizes of 30 or 40 students at a time. I want to run to help fix that and help change the district to make it better, to make it back what it was 15 years ago when it was the pinnacle of Colorado Springs education.
That is an amazing number of students that are no longer enrolled in that particular school district. Why have you lost so many students?
Well, Francine, there are really 3 reasons. Number one, we are a landlocked school district. 98% of our land that could be built on has already been built on. But number two, also, we are not very competitive in our schools. 6 out of 10 of our students aren't ready for post-high school life, whether that be in college, trade school, or in the business world. As opposed to the other districts around us, District 20 has 5 out of 10 students who are prepared, and 49 has 6 out of 10 students who are prepared. So really, everybody else around us has better educational opportunities than we do here. And third, quite frankly, we don't have the greatest reputation in the whole wide world anymore because of all the problems that we've been seeing.
And how do you think that you can fix those, Connor?
Well, quite frankly, I bring a very different perspective as a year-long high school graduate. I bring in a perspective of the students. I believe that through doing things like changing to a college format for our school scheduling to help students choose what classes they want to have and what time, so that way they can also work part or full-time jobs like I had to during high school, as well as changing the way in which we teach, being more hands-on in our curriculum instead of giving kids homework that just reinforces lessons that they'll never really need again, giving them things like shop classes and home ec, things that will help prepare them for real-world experiences.
You know, and you mentioned home ec, and I'm going to date myself because we had home ec when I was in school, but the just the skills to run a household are so important. They're now running classes, I guess, at like Home Depot and different places called, it's called adulting, to learn how to do some of the basic things. And it makes me crazy that kids graduate and don't know how to run a household. So I think that that's really important. Okay, Connor Sargent, if people want more information about you, how can they get more information?
Yeah, they can go to ConnorSargent.com. That's ConnorSargent. And it has all my contact information and everything. And I'm young, so I never sleep, so I'm able to contact them back whenever.
Okay, very good. And just lastly, if somebody said, why should I vote for you, what would you say to them, Connor?
Well, as I said before, I bring a new and unique perspective to the district, coming at it very student-oriented. And that's quite frankly something that we need, because the past 14 years, we've elected the same sorts of people, and we are seeing that we are getting very, very poor results as a result of that. And so I think it's time that we need something new.
Okay, well, Connor Sargent, thank you so much. And that website again is, it's Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R, and Sargent is S-A-R-G-E-N-T, right? .com.
Yep.
Do I have that right? So ConnorSargent.com. Well, thank you so much and good luck, and thank you for stepping up.
Thank you, Kim.
And, you know, My friends, these school board elections are so important, and many times we may not pay attention. They may be in off years, and it is so important to pay attention that for who is running. And the deal really used to be that, you know, you have your teachers, you have your parents, and the school board was elected so that they could bring these things to these people together to do the best thing that we can for our kids. As I look at some of the results of kids getting out of school, not knowing how to do certain things, how to run a household, sometimes just basic manners on things. I realize that in some places, education has let us down, and we need to step up and take that back and make sure that we are taking care of our good teachers and that we are making sure that our kids have a great education. I am the product of a great public education. I graduated from high school with the skills of how to run a household, how to do bookwork, you know, all those basic things that are needed to be a success. And we've lost that to some degree for some of our kids. And so we need to make sure that we are educating our kids with the tools that they can think for themselves, that they know how to go out and be a success in life so that they can thrive and prosper. So these folks that are stepping up, please consider checking them out and giving your vote to them, because it is really important that we do that. So the quote for today is from Anne Sullivan, and she said, "The immediate future is going to be tragic for all of us unless we find a way of making the vast educational resources of this country serve the true purpose of education, and that is truth and justice." So today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. To this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free. I was born free. I was born free.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.